Now, you're defending the claim construction that it is not limited to one piece.
I am.
But that's what the summary of the invention says. The serine structure features a one-piece hollow outer body.
Let me skip to that. I was talking about the retainer needle holder arrangement. The one-piece body is a separate issue, but I'll be glad to direct
it. That's what I was asking about.
Okay. The one-piece body, this specification has issued three or four different patents. There are various goals and objectives and indeed inventions in the claims in this application.
But the specification that relates to the particular claims says what it says. It also says, in talking about the background, one of the problems of prior art is the sheer number and complexity of parts. Prior art frequently has a two-piece barrel. And then, as I mentioned, the summary of the invention states that the structure is a one-piece hollow body.
Does frequently mean it might not?
Yes, Your Honor, it means that. And also, with due respect, Judge Lurie, the criticism is unexplained. That for two-piece barrels, if it's a construction where one is having to pass a sharp needle through a first piece in order to compress the spring to get retraction, that's a hard thing to do. So it was a two-piece barrel construction where this particular aspect of manufacture was present that was being criticized. Certainly not all two-piece barrels. And as the court has already noted, in the very first application, the claims, which are part of the specification after all, had claims to both a hollow syringe body and a single piece hollow syringe body.
But not a multiple piece hollow syringe body.
No, Your Honor. No, Your Honor, but let's...
Does the specification have any disclosure of a body with more than one piece?
It does not, Your Honor. But you know,